Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. This is MZ and Indie Radio, returning back to the airwaves of Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Ravinda Dalla, otherwise known as Miss RJ. How are y'all all out there? I want to ask you first on our return show this morning to bear with me. Be patient. There's a storm brewing outside. I don't know how long it's going to go on, but I hope that it's over before the show is over. Meanwhile, we're going to have a wonderful hour talking to each other about what's going on with MZN Indie Radio. Okay? All right now. Now, hopefully everybody's listening in, and you might remember me when we first started in 2009 here at Blog Talk Radio. We began the show because we wanted to promote music artists, especially indie artists, because indie artists have the most difficult time of breaking into the industry. And we were here to try to help them because Blog Talk is a wonderful platform to do so. And we've helped a lot of people play their music on the air, talk about their careers and their, you know, music plans, experiences, et cetera. We've had everybody from hip-hop artists to international artists and singers and bands. And we've also added the promotion of people who are in the business world. We've had small business people. We've had people in the film industry, in the sports industry. We've also had people in a health industry, fitness. And guess what? We even had a psychic. So if you want to check out some of our previous shows, go into our website, blogtalkradio.com/MZNIndieRadio, and check out our archive shows. I'm going to tell you some of the famous people we had on. Now, if you remember the song Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory, we had Freedom Williams on. We've also had, I know a lot of people are familiar with, Gregory Williams, who was a founder and one of the members of the band Switch. Remember that Switch? Remember Switch from the 80s? We also had the band Confunction. We had one of the members of Lakeside, rest in peace, Mr. Tavi. We also had some people who have actually worked with Tupac in the studio, which was Mr. Tavi and a few other people. We also had some people from TV shows. We've had some people from independent movie projects from California. We've had a lot of people. We've done a lot of things. But that time we had that psychic, that was a fun show. So if you're just joining us and you're just getting to know MZN Indie Radio, again, my name is Ravinda, but you can call me Miss RJ. I'm going to go over some of the things that we have planned for MZN Indie Radio. We have decided to evolve. But first, let me go over why we took a break. We took a break back in, say, about 2016 because we wanted to make some changes and we needed to get some funding. So I took a little break to go into another industry to get some funding to evolve the show into video podcasting, multimedia productions, getting into more locations, getting more guests, doing a lot of stuff, studio equipment, actual studio space. And we're working on it still, but we are a little bit closer to getting all those things achieved. So the one thing that I have a goal to do is to spread this station out, not just virtually global, but physically global. So we are looking into getting in a studio in Las Vegas. We will also have a studio in Toronto. We will also have a studio in the Caribbean. And, of course, we're going to have our Atlanta studio, and we're going to expand on that. MZN Indie Radio is going to also branch out to other shows. Other shows would be covering various topics like business. We want something specific for that. Women's interests, something specific for that, which will be She Broadcast. The She stands for She's Highly Empowered. That will be on next week, the first episode, the first premiere episode. We'll give you the date and time. We'll post it on our radio show website, and also we're going to put our website link in there. We also have a show that we're going to concentrate on, so we're going to have a host for that because I'm not really that sports acclimated, but I'm going to bring in a new host for that. We're going to have a current events show. It's called Let's Talk About It. That's just going to cover a lot of different topics going on in the world today. Not so much politics, but some part of the politics as far as some things to look forward to with the current administration, voting topics. Maybe we'll even bring in a few candidates that are running for office for the upcoming election season. We also have a show called Boss It Up, which is going to be pretty much informative for all you business owners out there. It's going to pretty much help all of you out there. If you're looking to start a business, if you're looking to enhance your business, you need some help with saving your business, whatever the case may be. You might remember we had a little period of time during COVID where a lot of people lost their businesses. A lot of people had to bow down or bow out because they lost money. And you just never know. A lot of people need help. So we want to do some things to get people the help they need by having this show and bringing on some great guests that want to talk about a lot of different things to help you with your business. We will also have a show about health and fitness. And we're going to invite one of our health and fitness friends to come in once a week and do a little show, give you some tips on fitness, nutrition, you know, a lot of different things that you might need in order to get your health better, especially post-COVID. If you've had COVID or, you know, COVID is still hanging around, all these little variants. So we want to make sure that those things are helpful to you. We will also have a show for all you millennials out there. I'm going to do a special not quite a competition, but more like a, you know, casting for a host, a millennial age host that can come in and discuss all things millennial and what you guys have to look forward to in the future, which is covering everything, you know, your health, finance, housing, education, all those different things. So we want to have a show specific for that. All that information will be on the website once we post the link for it, and you can see everything that we're planning to do for that. Now, for you guys out there, we're going to have you write into our email and tell us what kind of shows you like of interest to men. And that's all you guys out there, whether you're married, single, whatever. And we might also have a show to cover various lifestyles, personal groups, societal groups, all those types. We don't know what that show is going to be called yet, but we're working on it. We're having some discussions and talking to some listeners and, you know, neighbors, friends, associates to find out what kind of topics they want to talk about. So let me go back into the history of MZN Indie Radio. MZN Indie Radio, since it specifically started for promoting independent artists, it was because there are a lot of artists out there who don't have access to the radio waves because of the pay-to-play situation that's going on. They might tell you that, you know, you don't have to pay to play, but they do charge you to put your music on rotation. They might charge you through your label or manager or whoever, but they do charge you. And a lot of times that doesn't help an independent artist who doesn't have the kind of budget to do such a thing. That's why we have independent radio like Blog Talk and some other platforms. Those things are there to help independent artists. Music and website that connect to radio shows. There's a lot that they can do, but a lot of people don't know how to do it. So we're going to bring in people who are going to help direct independent artists to those particular types of way to market their music, their brand, etc. So MZN Indie Radio did a lot of that in promoting people, doing some online website management, social media management. And we're going to continue that, but we're going to bring it up to the current level of the way social media is working today. It's a lot more available to us now than it was back when we first started, which is about almost 10 years ago, close to 10 years ago. Not quite, but it's just a lot more available to do that we can help independent artists. We're also going to be doing some live broadcasts. There's a few places out here, if you're familiar with Atlanta, that do a lot of showcases and, you know, letting people come in and perform. So we're going to work with some of our local partners, and we're going to get in there and try to do some live shows and let people perform. And we'll probably introduce a competition, which is also going to be helpful. And with local sponsors, might even get you something like some money or access to a studio to do some recording or some branding help, resources like websites, logo designs, something for your merch, you know, those type of things. And some other things that they might be able to help you with. You never know who we meet out there. A lot of people in Atlanta in the music industry, in the film industry. And if you're a model, we'll be putting a casting call out for models, too, when we do our live shows, our live broadcast on location. The models will be able to help us promote our brand as well as the brands of some of our artists and other guests. So listen out for that. Take a little bit of a break. Put on some music. And I'll be right back with you.
Baby,
All right, I'm back. Now that was one of the artists that we promoted and we had on as a guest a few times. His name is Mr. Q Harper from out of Detroit. And that was his song, Pretty Baby. That was Just Be My Wife. That one was a favorite of ours, a favorite of our audiences. And we had a lot of other music that we put on the show, too. So maybe we'll have him back. We don't know what he's doing right now, but we're going to catch up with him and see what's going on. He probably has a lot of new music. One of the things that we like to do is use our social media platforms to help promote our artists, especially artists who are not familiar with using social media. On top of using our social media, we help you in better ways to market your own brand on your social media if you're not familiar with it. Now, a lot of you probably are familiar with it, but we don't really think that just typical personal use is the best way to go about promoting on social media, because you get too involved with your audience on a personal level, and then it just becomes a little crazy when people are trying to reach out to you, because then it opens up the door for fraudsters and for scammers and more. So you have to try to change your personal profile over to a business profile, so you're not immediately contacting people and they're not able to contact you, and you're not, you know, going to be paying too much attention to what people might be saying, but sometimes it might be a little mean. And then if you're on a business profile, you don't really see all that and you don't have to answer all that. So it's a little better. And then you have a lot more tools to use to block unwanted communications. So that's another thing that we're going to be discussing to help independent artists and other people who are interested in turning to social media to help market their brands. We will have some guests on who will be able to help you and learning how to effectively use your social media platforms. That will be your Facebook, your Instagram, your YouTube, anything else you got going on out there. And you can also use other tools on the internet if you want to do interviews or, connect with your listeners. You want to do a music release or something like that. There's other tools that we'll be bringing up in a conversation that will be helpful to you. And we'll have some guests on who provide those services that can, make some nice offers on behalf of MZN Indie Radio to help you out with that. And then, of course, MZN Indie Radio can do the same for certain services and helping you. Now, speaking of the services that we can help with, we are putting together a great media package that is going to help our guests and promoting them for being on our show. Now, the promotion will take place over a week's time, or depending on when you're scheduled, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. That would depend on when you get yourself scheduled and what time frame we're looking at as far as the project that you're trying to promote. Our media package is going to include an interview with us, of course, rotation of your music if you're a music artist, or if you are a filmmaker or an actor and you have a reel to send us, we can play that back on our YouTube channel for you. We can also send a copy of the video throughout the Instagram postings that we do and the Twitter postings. We also have a Twitter page at twitter.com/MZN Indie Radio. And you could also find us on YouTube, and we'll post that link in the blog talk site. We're going to also have a blog that is going to help promote you as well, which also contains a newsletter that goes out to our people who sign up for the newsletter. That will be most of our listeners online. and they'll be able to follow up on all the things that we're doing and that our guests are doing and promoting our guests. So that's something else that we want to bring to you. We also will be able to put into this package an opportunity for you to be interviewed on other shows. Over time, we have made lots of friends on internet radio communities, and we'll be able to reach out to people and give them, you know, some of our guests and share them so that you can expand your promotion a little bit more. And we will also be planning on doing a video interview, because in the next couple months, we're going to have what you call an e-zine, which is like a virtual magazine, or digital magazine, and that will come out, I guess, once every month or every 2 months or every quarter. Not sure yet, but that's going to have a lot of information on all our guests and other things in the industry. And, you know, it'll be a very interactive e-zine, so it's going to have a link for you to play back a video interview, sound clip or photo shoot or whatever it is that we do, even commercials. So it's almost like putting a TV on a computer. So we'll be doing that in the next couple of months. In addition to that, another thing we can do is make you a part of our upcoming showcases, where we'll be working with local partners. And right now, this is just here in Atlanta. We'll be working with local partners who can allow us to come in and broadcast live and do a showcase. Because we do know some industry leaders out here, good for new artists, but they can't get everybody. So we can help out by having a nice showcase. And the showcase is going to allow you to perform in front of a minimal-sized audience, just so you can kind of get used to performing live if you're not, and so you can expand your reach if you are used to performing. We will schedule those over the summer, and we'll send you out some information. When the newsletter comes out, you'll see that on there, how to qualify. And also, if there's any prizes involved, because, of course, we're going to reach out to local sponsors and get them to assist us. Now, things like this have been done in the past with other, you know, people in the industry, but we found some secret weapons that I'm not going to disclose right now that are going to be able to help a lot of people who are promoting their music or their brand or their business, and we're going to add that into the package if you want a full promotional package or if you just want rotation. We'll give you that information at a later time. We will have an actual little blurb about it on our social media, so pay attention to that. Look us up on Facebook, and we're going to set up an Instagram page that's separate from our personal page very soon, or you can check it out on Twitter. We'll also put a sign-up form in those links so that if you want to get our virtual showcase, which I'm going to discuss in a minute, then you can do that too. And then we will put you on our mailing list, let you know what's going on, and keep you up to date on all the people who are looking for artists to do something for a specific event or, you know, other situations. So keep your eye out for that. So let me just talk a little bit about the topics that we want to cover, because we don't want to just do independent music, but because we have multiple shows that we're going to be producing on this particular platform, we do want to have different things to talk about, not always music. And as I mentioned before, we have several shows that will cover specific topics, but let's talk more about those topics. And we already discussed music. Let's talk about business. I do know that pre-COVID, people had, you know, They're great businesses going on. They were doing great things, enjoying themselves, making some money. And then COVID kicked in. COVID kicked in and really messed things up for a lot of people. From what I understand, in the black community, at least 40% of the business community in the black community lost their businesses. Some people got them back because the stimulus was a big help in that, but it wasn't enough because we didn't get all the money that we really needed for the stimulus. And it would have been great to get more money so that you can do a little bit more, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen, unfortunately. So put it upon themselves to be able to figure out how to get their business back on track. And what we want to do is to help those people get the word out to others and give them some tips on how they can help themselves. So when we do our show coming up called Boss It Up, we're going to cover everything from business startup, marketing, finance, budgeting, how to get it right, equipment for your business, different types of businesses you might want to add into your current business if you want to expand or evolve. We want to talk about the resources out there that you can get help from, say, local businesses, local organizations, the government. All those different things are available to you, and you might not know about it. We would like to incorporate those type of things in a future event over the summer where we will have some events to help promote businesses as well as music artists. We'll be participating in a lot of other things that other people in the local area are doing as well. Now, in regards to other topics regarding health, we want to talk about the health going on with diabetes and access to medication for it. We'll have some experts coming and talk about that. We also want to discuss the ongoing confusion in regards to COVID and all the means to protect yourself from COVID and the conspiracy theories that are out there that are preventing people from helping themselves. We do know that a lot of people are concerned about a lot of chemicals and things that are coming from the government, but there's no reason to really concern yourself if you do all the research to find out about what it is that you're going to get in regards to a vaccination or whatever. So all you have to do is help yourself understand the basics of those particular things, and then you would have a better understanding of how it can work for you. Because the same efforts that were applied to previous vaccinations that you had as a child, as an adult going abroad, those same things are working the same way in this particular situation, only it has been expedited because of the health crisis. That's the only reason that it was done so quickly. As you can see, they're still doing research. They're still doing tests. So don't put yourself in danger by not taking the best precaution to keep yourself from getting ill from COVID. People think that, you know, because they might have natural immunity because they've had COVID, you can get it again and again. And some people have gotten it again and again. So just be precautious in what you're making a decision on. Another topic that we're going to be discussing is current sports, women's sports. We've had a lot of accomplishments with the women in sports, getting, you know, jobs that are traditionally given to the men. We also have some great athletes who are out there making big accomplishments, people who are we're familiar with because they've been around for a long time, and they're new people. And I'm going to have some guests on to talk about it. And then I've been hearing something about a women's football team, a pro football team. And I believe there's some news on that too. So I'm going to definitely do some research to find the person I need to bring on for that. Now, in regards to other topics, okay, we're going to cover a lot of stuff. Now, we're going to bring in some people to talk about weight loss management, also cooking. We're going to really get down to it to talk about the different types of plans out there, whether you're vegan or you're using the keto plan, you're on Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or whatever. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to discuss the differences and help people out with putting a plan together on their own. You don't always have to do all those different things and spend all that money. You might want to just do it on your own. There's so many resources out there, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the best for yourself, because everything is not for everybody. And some things that you might be doing are really not helping because it's not specific to what you're trying to reach a goal for, or you're just doing the wrong thing altogether. So we have some fitness experts we're also going to bring in that are going to help you for that. Now, what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about entertainment. We're going to talk about new upcoming TV shows. We're going to talk about certain celebrities, actors, directors you might have heard about. Monique and Lee Daniels making up and getting over that feud they had. Maybe we'll get one of those people on to talk about it, or somebody that's close to them, and see what kind of projects they're going to be working on together. And I also heard that 50 Cent is going to be working with Monique too. Now, one of the great things of having a show like this is that we can get people from the production crew, people from the management of the production company, and maybe even some of the actors in to talk with us about their, you know, their productions and their TV shows. We can get somebody in here that'll be able to talk to you about how it works and what's going on, because we have a direct connection to a lot of publicists, both in L.A., New York, and out now out here in Atlanta. So we'll be able to bring some people forward to give you the load of what's going on. And we're not going to do any gossiping, because that's just not what we do. Everybody is entitled to their privacy or dealing with their own personal crisis or whatever's going on. Like some of the things going on right now, we just don't want to get into it and spread any kind of rumors or crazy stuff that's not even true. So we're not going to do any of that. Thing we're going to be talking about is housing. That's something a lot of talk show hosts don't discuss. But there's a lot of issues with housing going on, and there's a lot of homelessness going on. So housing is going to be one of the topics in a general discussion about society. Society is having a lot of issues right now. Housing is one of the problems. All the homeless people all over the nation, used to be everybody thought about, you know, homeless people in California, but now the housing problem is really, really bad for a lot of people, especially post-COVID. People who lost their jobs, probably lost their income, lost their housing, and now it's a bigger problem. So it's not your typical, you know, person who just maybe got into drugs or something, or just had a criminal history and they just didn't have anywhere to live. It's like everyday people, everyday families, working people, professional people. There's a lot of people having a problem. The cost of living and housing and rentals is going up like crazy, and nobody wants to really make a big discussion about it, it seems, except for every once in a while in the news, but we keep getting distracted by other things. So we're going to really put into a deep discussion, try to bring some people in that can give you some help and some resources if you're having an issue with housing. And in regards to society, we're going to also work on some of the societal issues going on, including racism, including classism, sexism, all those types of things, dealing with different groups of people, the violence that's going on. So we'll have some activists come on, some people involved in some social programs that will help us, you know, work things out and maybe help listeners understand what's going on. Maybe some people who are having a real problem. We might even bring in some therapists, psychiatrists, come in and talk about, you know, the different psyches of people that are having these issues and, you know, how they can get some help. We'll also be talking about lifestyle things and things that you can do to make your life better as far as, you know, things to do on the side, you know, to relax, your music that you might want to use for other reasons besides just enjoying the music. Like for me, I listen to classical music, and I also listen to Hindu music and some Tibetan music and Native American music, anything that's really like an ambiance type of thing to relax, even some Celtic music. Some of that is good too. They help me sleep, help me relax, and we're going to bring in some people who can talk about that, some therapists that can tell you some other things, of physical things that you can do to help you out. Also for lifestyle, we're going to talk about things to do with your children and your spouses. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can do to pass the time away, make better relationships with your children and with your spouse and with your friends and your neighbors. What we might not discuss, and that's only if nobody wants to talk about it, somebody might bring it up in conversation with one of our guests. We don't want to talk about the Karenism. We might not, but I don't want to get into it. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. But the Karenism that's going on out here, you know, I don't really want to get into that. But it's because it's happening so much. But, I mean, in time, we might have to bring up the discussion. You never know. But that's part of society. That's not a lifestyle, but that's part of society. One of the other great things that we enjoy discussing is spiritualism. We like to expand on the different types of religions that people are practicing, more theological conversations you can have in regards to religion and things to look into. If you're used to one thing, you might look into another thing. So we want to talk about that kind of stuff too. So as you can see, we have a lot of things we have planned, a lot of additional shows. And let me tell you why we chose to expand. We chose to expand because we don't want to be limited to just one area of thought. We want to expand to a more broader, more evolutionary type of conversation that you don't find that much on these type of platforms. It's usually one show for one particular thing. But in addition to having more to discuss, I thought it would be great to allow people who are not familiar with using this type of platform to come in and be able to get some experience working on our platform. So we'll give them maybe an hour or two of time within our show schedule to come in and try their little topics out, or their, you know, their music or whatever they have to present, and see how it works, and consider becoming one of our co-hosts. So that's something that we want to do here. We're going to spread it out. We got lots of space on this platform to do it with. So if you're interested in becoming a talk show host, but you're not familiar with how it works, we will invite you in to come and work with us. We'll give you up to an hour or more if you need it, depending on if you have guests coming on. And it will help you to learn how to be comfortable on the microphone, talking to people without actually seeing them, and scheduling the conversations that you have. So we'll put some more information about that out there on our links, and we'll help you out with that. In addition to that, we will also bring you in on our live broadcast when we go to different locations. And if you are interested in working with us in the future, you might even be able to set up a studio in multiple locations, like in our Las Vegas, Toronto, and Atlanta offices, maybe even in New York with one of our affiliates, depending on where you're living. There's a lot of people in Texas that are interested as part of the phone calls I've been receiving. So we might want to put something down there too. You never know. I've never been to Texas, so I don't know if I want to do that or not. Texas is acting like a little crazy these days, so I'm not sure if I want to be down there. But I'm always here to help out my fellow brothers and sisters, no matter where they are. Go listen to more music and take a little break. I'll be right back with you because the show's only going on for an hour today. Maybe not even that long. This is a bad storm out there, and it's going to cause some technical issues. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. And look, let's listen to one of our songs. Let's see. Thank you. back, MDN Indie Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. We're almost done for this hour, but I want to talk some more, one last thing about what we want to do here. And we will be happy to have any input from our listeners. I just want to first off say, I apologize if you hear any loud noises and any kind of airplanes and storms and things like that. We had some technical issues preventing us from using our sound canceling equipment. It's a really bad storm hitting Atlanta right now. I mean, when I say torrential, it's torrential out there. But bear with us, and thank you for hanging out at MDN Indie Radio. I would love to have some input, some comments, some call-ins. Feel free to call us in on our next show so that we can hear what you have to say about what's going on in the world. Feel free to let us know that you want us to promote you. We will be happy to do that. Now, our future show, She Broadcasts, that will come on next week, next Wednesday. Boss It Up will probably be on Thursday. We are looking into doing a specific music show because we might want to just concentrate on certain genres. So we might spread it out a little bit so we can give people more time. And in May, we are going to launch a special showcase show for the better part of 2 hours. We'll be bringing in some music industry people to, talk and listen in on some contributed new artist music. And there may be some prizes in that show. So I would advise you to pay attention and stay in contact with us. Follow us so you can be notified of all the different things we'll be doing. You never know. We might want to consider doing our own little American Idol type of thing and come to different locations to get some auditions because we also have a big show that we're planning to have. So if you want to perform, you want to get your music in, and rotation, and we can forward that rotation to some of our affiliates who might be on terrestrial radio or other talk shows or music shows, etc. Stay in touch. You can email me at mznmediapodcastnetwork@gmail.com or mznent@usa.com. We'll also post things in a newsletter that we'll be putting out within the next couple of weeks. And we'll also post it on our website, which the link will be following very soon on our page. Right now, you can just check out what we tell you on our Facebook page, MZM Media Podcast Network. So for today, I thank you for listening in and joining us and listening to me explain to you what's going on with MDN Indie Radio. And I hope you are one of our former listeners coming back to support us. I appreciate you. I love you guys. And you can download this episode or you can just continue to stream it. I'm going to post it on our Facebook and some other social network pages. We're still working on our Instagram because we want to separate it from our personal account. We may have some other applications added to how we promote the show. And more information will be on for our media package that we can offer artists. So thank you so much for joining MDN Indie Radio. Have a great day and stay out of their brain.